Stages of writing. Writing is thinking. Close to 70% of students in grades 4 through 12 are low-achieving writers. 35% of high school graduates in college and 38% of high school graduates in the workforce feel their writing does not meet college or career expectations for quality. Nearly 50% of private employers and more than 60% of state government employers assert that writing skills impact promotion decisions. Poor writing skills cost American businesses as much as $3.1 billion annually. Management of a successful writing program might differ from one class to another, but it needn't be a transitional process for our students. Using same and similar strategies will yield high results when students understand that writing is writing and that it has a place in each content area. You need to find and establish your own comfort zone here because your students will only be as comfortable as you are in teaching it. Let's begin by looking at the stages of writing development and teaching practices that work within them. The stages of writing development, beginning level. Students must begin at the beginning, though not all ELL students enter our classrooms at the beginning of their writing development. Some are more advanced than others. We must still approach their writing development with a similar scaffolded approach by expanding expectations as they build on or from what is mastered. Here are the traits of beginning writers. Students write in one or two sentences to express a single idea. Ideas aren't necessarily logically sequenced, however they are there. Word order can be off. Writes in the present tense. Demonstrates limited English vocabulary, lapses into L1. Lack of understanding of genre. Sentence patterns usually span from 1 to 2. Intermediate level. Intermediate level students have partial mastery over writing usage and syntax. However, this too can vary in weighting. Some students might, for example, have mastered sentence syntax but remain weak in usage and grammar. Below are the traits of students operating at the intermediate level. However, bear in mind that these traits will vary from student to student in the degree to which they are experienced. Write several sentences to express a single idea. Begins to use sequencing of ideas. Shows some persisting grammatical errors, especially with verb tenses. Has a better store of vocabulary than a beginner, but still needs further vocabulary development. Begins to explore the use of newly taught words. Begins to apply understanding of genre, but needs further development, especially with expository writing. Demonstrates an expanded and often sophisticated use of sentence patterns and transitional phrases. Advanced level. This is where students begin to demonstrate mastery over literacy concepts such as organization of their writing, usage, and grammar. Verb tense, writing a response genre, transitional phrases, and use of other more sophisticated sentence patterns. Below are the traits of student writers at the advanced level. Writes multiple paragraphs in one writing piece. Uses appropriate organizational skills, introduction, body, paragraphs, conclusions. Makes few grammatical errors. Uses vocabulary consistent with that of a native English speaker. Explores use of new acquired sophisticated vocabulary. Uses genre appropriately. Uses a variety of sentence patterns and transitional phrases. Let's take a look at each trait and how they to reinforce reading and writing at all stages, how we can use them to differentiate, and how they are especially helpful for struggling readers and writers.